This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. Welcome to the Food Forensics Podcast. Today, we've got a really good question from our readers, which is, does 5G impact the food supply? In other words, does 5G somehow alter the food or harm the food? If there are 5G signals, you know, sweeping across farm fields, does the food get harmed? That's the question today. And by the way, this is part of the new Food Forensics broadcast. As you know, I have ended my Counterthink show, and I've launched a new show called Food Forensics. Well, actually, it's in process of being launched. We're building out a new studio for it. And you'll see those episodes at foodforensics.com. Our goal is to release one video episode per week featuring science-based investigations into the food supply. For example, we're buying aluminum tea kettles, and we're going to boil water in the aluminum tea kettle, and then we're going to measure using ICP-MS the exact parts per billion concentration of aluminum in the water. And we'll share that with you publicly. It's a free show. You're going to love it. It's all science-based. We're using our laboratory equipment, so be sure to check that out at foodforensics.com when it launches soon. All right, getting to today's question, the 5G question about food crops. I understand the concern about 5G, and yes, 5G is a threat to human health. But the short answer on this, and I'll explain why, is that 5G is not a threat to food crops. And here's why. The short answer is that food crops are not subjected to 5G signals. But to understand why that is, you need to understand the difference between 3G, 4G, and 5G. Now, let's just look at 4G. 4G is an omnidirectional signal, essentially, whereas 5G is a narrow beam that points the antenna at you. Remember, the 5G antennas are phased array antennas, meaning they can be electronically pointed at you just through software only. It's kind of like it's a 3D matrix, a really small antenna. And they can, by altering the sequencing of when each little antenna is triggered, you might say, they can essentially, I know I'm simplifying this, but they can essentially push a beam in any specific direction. And what 5G does is it pushes a beam, a very narrow beam, at you, at your device, which is why it's so dangerous if you're carrying a 5G device. But crops don't have 5G phones, you know, laying around the farm fields. So 5G signals will never be aimed at food crops. Whereas 4G is essentially an omnidirectional broadcast. And a great way to visualize this is imagine that you're standing in a simple room. A 4G signal is like a light bulb, you know, like a regular bulb, 100-watt light bulb. It shines light in any direction. It lights up the whole room. Whereas 5G is like a laser beam, and a laser beam can point in any one direction. And it has a very tight beam that lights up only the thing that it's pointed directly at. That's 5G. And so 5G devices like your 5G phone, they also have tiny phased array antenna systems inside them, and they point a beam back at the cell tower. And this is one reason why the 5G cell towers have to be so numerous, because their range is much more limited compared to 4G. It's also because the frequency of the signals is much higher, meaning the wavelength is much smaller. Remember, there's an inverse relationship between frequency and wavelength when it comes to anything in the electromagnetic spectrum. It also means the shorter the wavelength, the higher the energy. And so 5G signals are A, higher energy, B, shorter wavelength, which allows them to carry more bandwidth, C, highly directional tight beams that only hit very narrow targets that they're being aimed at, which would typically be your Android phone or your iPhone or your head or whatever. If people hold their phones up to their head, you're just getting, basically you're getting hit with a beam weapon. And yes, some of the frequencies in this are the same as the frequencies that have been used by military crowd control weapon systems and things like that. So these are effectively, this is the weaponization of the telecommunications infrastructure. But there's no reason for the 5G networks to waste energy beaming signals at a crop of soybeans or something. You know what I mean? Or corn or whatever. There's no point in that. They would not do that. And even if they did, again, they wouldn't, but if they did, it's questionable what kind of impact that would have after the crop is harvested. You know, could it cause some kind of nutritional change in a food crop? I don't know. It seems like it would take a lot of energy to cause those kinds of mutations. Maybe a long duration of exposure to that energy. And that's not what 5G towers are designed to do. The other thing is that the range of 5G towers is so short that they're concentrated in the high population density areas, which means they won't even be able to reach out to the farm fields outside the cities. Does that make sense? So, you know, whereas 4G has a much longer range. And that's why farmers, if you live out in rural wherever you are, I hope you're living outside the city, because cities are going to become total death traps because of these 5G cell towers, you know, as well as other reasons. But farmers, for a decade plus yet to come, their cell phones are going to be running on 4G and 3G and so on, because 5G towers will probably never be installed out in the countryside. You'd have to have too many. It'd be too much cost to blanket the countryside because the range is so short. So mark this down as one more reason to get out of the city, right? And move out if you haven't already. Your time window is growing short because 5G is coming to every city. And remember how I said it's like a little laser beam. It's a tight beam, but a high energy beam, a very dangerous cancer-causing beam of energy. Now, mainstream science says it's non-ionizing. I don't think that's true. I think under the right circumstances, it can be very ionizing. And those circumstances, by the way, can include when you are sweating. Human sweat can alter and in some cases amplify the concentration of 5G beams as it interacts with your skin and your body. So depending on the conditions, maybe you're swimming in a city swimming pool, you get out of the pool, guess what? You have water on you. That alters the way those beams envelop you. And it may concentrate those beams on certain cells to the point where it becomes ionizing radiation. And that's something that we need to look at, you know, much more closely. So I don't think these beams are safe. And the other thing is, even if you're not using 5G, if you walk, in other words, if you're around somebody who's using 5G, remember, there's an invisible beam. Think of it as a line between that person's phone and one or more 5G towers. And if you walk and break that beam, if you walk in between that beam can go through your head. And it will go through your head, by the way. It will go right through your skull. So you can experience a very powerful 5G beam going through your skull, literally, through your tissues, through your heart, just because you're around other people who are using 5G. So this is going to become an issue where you need to pick your friends carefully. Like, friends don't let friends use 5G, you know what I mean? Because 5G not only gives you cancer, 5G will give all your friends cancer too, and everybody who's around you. So if you're at a household and you've got kids or grandkids or parents or whatever, who, if they're using 5G, guess what? You can be exposed to it as well, not just them. And finally, another thing that's really important to recognize here is that 5G is the ultimate tracking and surveillance system because it knows exactly where you are, and it has to in order to point its antenna array directly at you. It can track your precise location within just a few feet at any moment. And secondly, because of the very high bandwidth that's available to it, I have no doubt that the cell phone operating systems, which are run by Apple and Google, which are communist spy companies now that have basically sold out to communist China, they now have the bandwidth with 5G to turn on your cell phone camera and spy on you 24/7. They can literally turn every phone in every city into a 24/7 spy device. And that, combined with facial recognition and the individual tracking of every location, means that with 5G, every 5G device is an Orwellian police state tracking and surveillance system that's not only recording or I mean, not only observing everything you do, but is recording. They will be archiving video from your phone camera 24/7. So anything that you are doing, carrying your phone around, whether you're at work, whether you're at home, whether you're having sex with your husband or wife in your bedroom, if your phone is there, guess what? It's recording you and it's archiving you, and it's all going to be used against you by the same deep state that spied on President Trump and committed massive fraud and was engaged in total treason. So the dangers of 5G are real, but the dangers to food crops seem minimal or non-existent from my point of view. And I am a food scientist. I've given this some thought. Maybe there'll be new information that I'm not aware of yet that will show this to be more dangerous to food than something that I've been able to imagine so far. I'm always open to new information, but from what I know so far, it is not a danger to the food supply. It's a danger to humans who carry these devices around or who are around other people who are carrying them. That's the bottom line. Now, I appreciate your interest in this topic. We'll cover more food science at foodforensics.com. And of course, keep checking my main website, naturalnews.com. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And if you want clean, lab verified food, check out my online store, healthrangerstore.com. Everything that we sell there that's under the Health Ranger brand and even other brands is laboratory tested and validated. We test for heavy metals, glyphosate weed killer, as well as microbiology and other tests. And we have a multiple mass spec laboratory, the best in the world for any online retailer. And we test everything to make sure that your food and your supplements are perfectly safe. Thank you for your support. Thank you for watching Counterthink. I want to remind you that my work is supported by the Health Ranger Store. HealthRangerStore.com, we are the only online retailer of foods, superfoods, and nutritional supplements that now conducts glyphosate testing in an ISO-accredited laboratory that we own, that I run. We test our products for glyphosate and certify them to be glyphosate tested. You can see the icons on our website. If you want clean food, check out healthrangerstore.com.